Okay, gonna record. This is the first play of Nebraska's drive. Come on, tell me that's picked. Oh, please review that. Oh. Give me a replay. No, hit the ground.
Oh. Second down and 10 for Nebraska at their own 13-yard line.
48 seconds. Come on. Come on.
Pass complete to number 11, Austin Allen.
God, one sack would run 20 seconds. 38, 37. Come on. Gotta go 74. Okay. Just breathe.
Second down and 10 for the Cornhuskers.
God, I hate this. It's one of those, like, it's 8 points, so they still, you know, they were down 21. Like, if we would have picked up that first down, like, one more play and it's over. Oh, still alive. Oh, stop them on fourth down, fourth and goal, and we would have been over. Oh, no, they got it. Like, there's just all these, like, just need one more play. Come on. Throwing to no one. 25 seconds, fourth and 10. Okay. Just know that they're going to do. They're going to fake an out and up. Or they're going to fake an out. They'll fake the 10-yard out to see if we'll bite, and then they'll go up. And we better be ready. We cannot South Florida this. Watch the out and up. Incomplete. No flags.
Intended for Wyatt Lieber.
Oh, wait, that wasn't fourth down. This is fourth down. Oh, God. I mean, 19 seconds, just keep them in front of you. Give me two safeties 20 yards off. I don't care about the first down. Come on. Oh, God. That was a fun moment. I'm like, why isn't the crowd going crazy? What? Oh, third down. Come on. Everybody within 12 yards, come on. Drop, backpedal. Everyone backpedal, please. No flag. Go! Come on! Oh, there are so many red people walking past me right now. Oh, they are angry. Oh my gosh, we did it. Yeah, I'm an Illinois fan, so I am just going to look at the knee here. I want to just wait for the knee. I just need one knee, run really soft knee, just one knee, and it's over. Let's freaking go. Oh my gosh. Oh. Boom. Oh, gosh. 1-0. Beat UTSA 2-0. What if we win at Virginia? And then come here for Maryland, then Purdue. Charlotte? Yeah, come here for Maryland, go to Purdue, come here for Charlotte. Oh, my good Lord. Okay, now my brain's in overdrive. Like, what if we win six games? What What if, there's a whole lot of what ifs right now. Oh. Okay, I gotta calm down.
You got some good stuff to write about.
I know. Oh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, gotta calm down. Okay, we are 1-0. Play UTSA next week. We just beat Nebraska. National TV to open the Bielma era. There's Heath. I'm now going to high-five Heath.
Come in. Woo! Woo!
I think I just hurt Heath's hands. I'd like to apologize to Heath for breaking his left hand. I just got to watch this, and then I'll talk. I promise. I will accept that for the Club Memorial Stadium song today. I will absolutely accept that. Man, look at this scene, man. Like, oh my gosh. College football returns in Champaign. We're 7-point dogs. We win by 8 with our backup quarterback over Nebraska at home. To open college football and bring fans back for the first time in Champaign. First time these people have been able to attend a game. These people. This first time our fan base has been at a game. I mean, I guess there was the Big Ten tournament. They had 25% fans. But this is the first home crowd since, what, Iowa? March 2nd of 2020. So, like, 18 months. And now I get to head back out to that tailgate. And at that tailgate, I get to celebrate 1-0 Illinois with our backup quarterback. Oh, it's so weird. Like, all the Illinois, like, okay, look, Calvin Hart does this revelation, and then he goes down. I know the look of a player who doesn't even want to move his left leg. Probably an ACL. I don't know. You know, like, our starting quarterback looked like he broke his collarbone. I don't know if they even announced on the thing, but, like, you know, from here, I'm guessing he's out. So, you know, the most Illinois things happen. And yet we just kind of just plugged on through it. We threw a touchdown pass to Deuce Spann. We had a pick that Nebraska made the stupid play, and they took the pick off the board with a roughing the passer, and then another 15-yard penalty after the play to give us 30 yards. And instead of Nebraska driving for a touchdown to go up 16-2, we take a 16-2. Okay, I'm going to break Antonio's hand now. Oh, come on. We're going to break each other's hands. This is a full one.
What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going? You up here instead of down there this year?
Well, my contract lapsed.
Yeah.
My daughter was going to Kentucky, which is
I'm recording, so I'm guessing it's collarbone. Like, he was holding like this.
And they took him for X-ray.
Oh, this is going to be a random one. I just keep high-fiving people. Oh. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't know why I keep doing that. But, okay, yeah. I'm breaking people's hands.
Here we go, Ryan. Let's go, buddy.
Oh, it feels good. I'm really injuring people. I really am. I swear to God. Oh, there's a lot of emotion coming out. Oh, gosh. So we open the College Football World. Our fans can be here. I get to go tailgate. You know, there's a lot to clean up, but who cares right now? You know, we weren't supposed to win. We lost our starting quarterback in the first quarter. And we found every single way to turn the corner in the heat with less depth and lose. A game we would normally lose, and we turn it into a win. Like, Nebraska did the stupid things. Nebraska was the team. I mean, on that final drive, I believe they thought it was fourth and one from the five, and so that's why they snuck it when it was first down. I mean, maybe the scoreboard got it wrong or something, but, like, Nebraska was the one that took a pick off the board with a roughing the passer penalty. You know, the stuff that the Illinois stuff, they're the ones doing it. And so when we're playing smart and they're doing stupid things like that, that I just keep going back to that turning point. You know, it's a pick. Nebraska's going to be, what, at the 40 driving to go up 16-2. Instead, we get 30 yards worth of penalties, finish the drive off with a touchdown. And then we, God, I can't, I just can't, I'm just like smiling if you can't tell. Like, I cannot get over that Nebraska did the Illinois thing and we did the Nebraska thing. Or not even the Nebraska thing, the Iowa thing, the Wisconsin thing. God, it hurts me to say it, the Northwestern thing. Like, made the smart play. Okay, we're going full on high five. Ready? I might hurt your hand. Okay.
God, that felt so good.
It felt so good.
Last time I saw you was the NCAA basketball game.
Okay.
I can't wait to listen.
Yeah, you're on. You're. Okay, now my hand is so stinging. I don't think I can feel it anymore. I appreciate each and every one of these high fives. I have a lot of pent up emotion up there in the press box, and I got to come down here and do it. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. Well, we're 1-0. We're 1-0. Okay, path to a bowl. Beat UTSA and Charlotte. Purdue, Rutgers, Maryland. Path to 7 wins, beat Northwestern. Path to 8 wins, win at Virginia. Path to 8 wins. That's stupid. Oh, God. Oh, I'm drunk. I mean, I'm not drunk. I take my credential very seriously. I have not had a drink today. But I am drunk. Oh. I mean, yeah, I know it was hard. And, like, we're just hanging on it. You know, we get a 30-9 lead. And it's just like, okay, that's enough scoring. So let's just hang on and not do anything. And, you know, I'm scared and I'm worried and I'm pacing even though we're up 21. But, I mean, just to get to this point and to come to this moment, you know, I'll worry about almost letting a 21-point lead slip away. I'll worry about that in 2023. 2021, first game. Fans back. Illinois 30, Nebraska 22. National TV, only game. Week zero. Recruiting boost. Fan base boost. Robert boost. Illini boost. We're the story on SportsCenter tonight. And these Nebraska fans, where I usually stand here and tell you, oh, there they go. There goes the team to celebrate in the corner with their visiting fans. They walked out dejected. And I get to go tailgate. I-L-L.